It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, she wants to know if she's the jerk for kicking her mom out of her wedding after she showed up uninvited.
Huh? Wait.
Exactly. Oh,
no, I already got too many layers for me. Back it up.
Allie and DZ, I'm 28. I've been estranged from my mom for almost 4 years now. I cut contact with her after finding out she stole thousands of dollars from me after stealing my social security number. Yeah, that's next level.
Okay, I'm listening.
Yep, she said, for these reasons, I decided not to invite her to my wedding. My destination wedding, she wrote. So last week, about an hour before the ceremony, my maid of honor let me know that my mom had shown up uninvited, which means she flew across the country to crash my wedding.
Who told her? Who dropped the location?
So, she says, I spoke with her privately. I told my mom if she doesn't leave, I'm going to make a scene and embarrass her in front of her entire family. Because think about this, the entire family's there.
Yeah, but that's bogus too, though.
She says she cried and gaslit me, but inevitably left. After the ceremony, several family members confronted me and told me I'm in the wrong and I should have just let her stay because she wants to see her first daughter get married.
Yeah.
Now, I know this wasn't the reason, that it was just a power move to reinsert herself into my life.
On a day where you're like, she can't kick me out. Mm-hmm. It's her wedding day. I'm her mother.
And now her side of the family's been blowing me up, telling me I'm wrong, and my husband and I need to apologize for kicking my mom out of my destination wedding. Am I the jerk?
I don't know about all that. I don't know about the apology part, but...
So her mom flies across the country, estranged, shows up at the wedding with her and all the other families.
Everybody's there. Everybody else is invited, basically, right?
And she says, get out.
You ain't welcome.
You weren't invited. She wasn't invited to begin with.
Really, though.
And I say not the jerk. You steal money from me like that, my own mom.
And your identity.
As heartbreaking as it is, I'd be like, get out.
Listen.
You got to go. You're going to ruin my day.
I've had some personal experience with, you know, family using your name, image, and likeness, if you will. And I'm not a fan of it, but I also haven't necessarily cut these family members off, right? It's your parents at that, too.
It is weird when someone that, like, my sister lived with one of her best friends. They were roommates for years in their 20s, and a cousin of her roommates came in and stole her credit cards, everything. And so, how embarrassing for her friend and roommate.
I mean,
that cousin had done it.
Talk about washing a relationship.
And so it's awkward, but it's not like the cousin is never going to be around ever again. They had to deal with it. But I'm saying, like, what do you do then when somebody steals from you like that? Because you're like, well, I can't have them around.
That's such a weird duality, bro.
It's a family member. It gets so awkward.
All I know is, listen, it's your wedding day's today, and I'm going to let you kick me out, but we going to throw hands tomorrow.
You think so?
As a parent? Okay. They've been estranged for 4 years. There's nothing in this world that tells me that this is irreplaceable, that this is unrepairable. Your parents are your parents. It's not going to change. Sometimes your parents suck. I get that.
That's true.
On such a monumentous day, though, it was already tarnished that she was there. Was it going to hurt you more to let her be there, or is it going to hurt you more that you had to kick her out and you're going to constantly think of that memory now for the rest of your life
it
as your wedding
sounds
day?
Sounds like she had no regrets kicking her out, but everyone's mad at her.
Well,
that's what it sounds like.
That's what what it is.
She doesn't care.
That's what's making me focus on it is the fact that the family's like, bro, she was already here.
They feel bad.
I feel bad.
But she's going, well, she didn't steal from you. What do I care if you feel bad?
We don't know that. Maybe she has, though. You really think that's this is the first time mom is stealing from somebody?
I think people that do stuff like this steal from everybody, and they're con. You just have to know them and watch them closely because will try to pull one on you. But the problem is most people trust, and they don't pick up on your own family stealing from you.
You got to be ready to smack that hand on the people that you know you can't trust. If you got a kleptomaniac uncle.
Well, she did. She slapped the hand, and now you're saying she did the wrong thing. And I'm like, no, she's setting the boundaries of, you stole from me, you stole my identity, get the hell out. You weren't invited to my wedding. I don't care if you're my mom. You cause more problems than happiness.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's my thought.
I just don't want to agree with you, Allie. I'll say it plainly. I don't want to agree with you.
Because you're fighting for the family side, and I get it. You're saying family's family. You got to figure it out, even if they suck.
I think they could have had a conversation. Mm-hmm. Do I think she's wrong for kicking her up out the wedding and going, like, you genuinely weren't invited? Mm-hmm. No, but I don't think she gave it even a chance to...
They were on the other side of the country. You might as well try.
She was there. At least have a talk. She doesn't have to be there, but she already is.
Think about when people that do destination weddings sometimes are to get away from people.
Ooh.
And so you do it... And you think, oh, my mom,
they're not gonna make it.
This will be great. Then it won't be awkward. My mom's not invited. And then she comes anyway.
Yeah. And then they do make it. It's worse when you think you're not going to have them there and you invite them still and they pull up. Mom wasn't even invited and she pulled up. But it's your mother. It's your mother. She birthed you. I'm sorry. She birthed you. You have an eternal connection to the woman that bore you. I hate to say it, but
she stole from you.
You owed her something.
414. The hospital bill? 533-1037. Is she a jerk for kicking her mom out of her wedding?
Yikes.
And she wasn't even invited and she just showed up. Ooh, we got a lot of texts and the phones are lighting up. All right, we'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I apologize in advance. Twice today, we've lost people on the phones. I don't know. It's not us.
We're not hanging up on you. We promise we're not hanging up on you.
I think our phones get so overwhelmed, which is not a bad problem to have, but it is a bad problem to have, that it drops people. So I'm sorry.
We only hang up on Ebony and Tony. For real.
On purpose.
Everybody else that gets hung up on is 100% an accident.
Exactly. We are doing Am I the Jerk? We didn't even give her a name.
She should remain nameless.
She kicked her mom out of her wedding after her mom flew across the country to her destination wedding and showed up. She was not invited, and she's estranged after stealing. Her mom stole a ton of money from her, including her social security number.
That's rough, though.
Chad's in Sheboygan. We'll start with him this morning. Hi, Chad.
Morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Talk to us.
What do you think?
So I am saying not the jerk.
Yikes.
I'm with you. You kick the mom out. She stole money. Yeah. She was not invited to the wedding. Why is she there?
Is that your reason?
Yeah, is that why?
Exactly. Well, not only that, but that's also going to teach her, like, hey, like, I did wrong to my daughter in the past, but because I'm the mom, I can continue to do wrong behavior because there's no repercussions.
And I'm just going to show up, and she's going to be forced to let me in because the whole family's here, and they're going to pressure her, too.
That was power move.
And I'm the mom, so I have the power over you.
And I'm going to continue to try to fling it on you your whole life.
And I'm over here like a goofy going, yeah, you're the mom. Yep, mama bear, gotta follow mom. Oh, man, now I feel dumb.
You don't own me.
You don't own me.
Nope.
Chad, why'd you have to come in with so much logic right away, man? Now I want to hang up on you.
Nope, you can't, though. And I didn't even hire him. Wow. He just had a good point.
Really good point. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, Chad. Well, thank you for calling.
You guys have a good one.
You too, man. Peace.
So he said, not the jerk. We have tons of texts coming in. Katie's in Cambridge, though, first. Let's go to her. Hi, Katie.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. What do we think? Is she the jerk for kicking her mom out of her wedding?
Yes.
I'm also going to agree and say not the jerk.
Same reasons?
Yeah. Same reason, yes. I kind of had a similar situation as well. Like, my mom did not want to go with me to do all, like, the events before the wedding. Didn't want to go with me to try on my dress and all that stuff. But then the day of the wedding, wanted to tell me exactly what to do for my wedding.
So she totally wanted to be a part of it. My photographer had to kind of kick her out of it.
So kind of the same thing, you know, like, this is her day, not your day. So...
I hear that.
I give her props mm-hmm. for taking her mom out because it's her day. It's her special time. So,
and low key, in your situation, Katie, like, it's like you didn't want to be a part of the actual memories and things that I wanted you to be a part of, those amazing moments. But day of, you want to look real good for the camera, don't
all
you?
For
showing
the show,
out.
Right.
Showing out.
And not just for the camera, yep. for the family for the and everyone family. Else. Whereas this girl sitting there going, like you, Katie, saying she didn't come try on my dress with me. She didn't come to my bridal shower, but now she flies across the country and shows up at the mm-hmm. wedding
so
that she doesn't look like a bad mom. But guess what? We already know she's a bad mom.
Bad
so
mom, bad mom.
So it doesn't matter. So screw it. It's all for show. You're right. Oh, I hate those people.
It is the show now. I mean, and she pulled up because she goes, all right, you want to make a show? I'm going to make a show. But did the anonymous daughter, the person that wrote in, did they not say she told her mother, I'm going to make a show too? How far did the apple fall? Are they more similar than she wants to admit?
Oh, she didn't steal anyone's money. You leave her alone, dude. You're being a jerk now, DZ.
No, I'm just trying to antagonize. You ain't wrong.
Katie, I'm not letting him go there.
No, I agree. No, absolutely not. She's definitely a jerk.
DZ,
Okay. I'm backing up.
Goodbye, DZ. I'm hanging
no,
up on
bye,
DZ.
Katie.
Oh, sorry. I was hanging up on the wrong
have
person.
Have a good day.
We'll talk to you later, Katie. Bye.
I hung up on you, not her.
Forget you.
All right. Now, Betty in Waukesha texted in. She said, I'm triggered. I want to know whose money mom used to get there, not the jerk.
Hey, yo, that's a point, though. Whose money if...
Madeline texted in and said, absolutely not the jerk. Her day, her choice. The fact that it was destination just cements it.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm. And then Jennifer in Brown Deer texted in and said, not the jerk. She broke that eternal bond by doing something to hurt her child. Don't show up where you know you aren't wanted. Mom should have stayed. Bleep out. TF out.
Okay. I'm just thinking in my head, are you going to let it affect you that much? Mm-hmm. Why are you letting it affect mm-hmm. you that much even? Mm-hmm. But I respect everybody saying what they say.
Sydney's in Milwaukee. Let's see if she's going to be brave and go a different way. Hi,
morning, Sydney. Nope. No. Broom in hand. Sweep.
We couldn't even talk.
Nope.
I'm triggered. I'm sorry.
Okay. Go on.
My sister did the same thing to me. I cut her off for years. And I don't care if it's sister, mom, brother, don't care.
Don't matter.
If they're going to mess with you and your livelihood, I mean, it affected me trying to get a house for my children. So,
because of the credit.
Mm-hmm. Stolen.
Yeah.
They steal
I didn't
your
even go
yep,
there.
They
I'm
ruin
only,
your life.
I'm thinking about money, not credit, not name, not
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, you know, that affected our relationship. It affected everything. Yep. So if you have to cut them off and do those things mm-hmm. to show them that that was something serious, then that's what you got to do.
Okay.
So
well,
if
Sydney,
that's what she needed to do to teach her mom a lesson on how serious
moment.
That was.
She's pointing out the seriousness of stealing money from someone and how it can affect you for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. She said it. Yep. It estranged her because this happened to her with her sister. Now, are you and your sister on talking terms or closer now? You said it 4 years. Is that still happening?
No, because she's not a different person.
Yeah, exactly.
She's still showing that she's the same person, even though, you know, she'll post on Facebook, I'm a different person. She's still the same person.
Okay, that was my only question has anything changed?
I hate those people that are like, look at all my growth. And then you know them in real life and you're like, you still suck.
It's for
you
show.
You are the same person. So you keep showing, so I keep you at arm's length.
Yep.
So,
totally.
Yeah, I talk to you. But it's not the same. It's not the same. Yeah.
We're cordial. We ain't close. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I respect it.
Right. Yeah.
Okay,
and
Sydney.
It was all your fault.
Mic drop. I'm glad that you went last because.
Also, I wanted to say thank you to you guys because I won the Usher tickets back in February and we're going tomorrow with my cousin.
Yeah, love that. I love that for you. Love that for your cousin. Love that for us. Let's
Girl,
go.
Girl, I knew that Usher was this week in Chicago. I didn't remember what day it was, but I hope you guys have fun.
Better report back.
We are
we're going to have a great time. We're actually leaving this afternoon, and we got an Airbnb with a hot tub and all this great stuff.
Oh, so you definitely better report back. Matter of fact, call us tomorrow from the B&B.
No.
We need live feed. What? Allie's
on the location.
Allie's on the way out. Okay.
And I'll see you there.
And Allie's gone.
We will.
Allie's coming with y'all.
I'm already gone.
All right.
We appreciate you, Sydney.
All right, Sydney, have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Oh, they better enjoy. I know they're going to have a time.
Yeah, they will, especially with Usher. Ooh-wee.
We ain't even planning that, dog. That's just the universe letting you know we got it like that. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I love it. So overall, not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Sweep, sweep. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.